Talkback Jackson Sports, Mark Daly in the studio here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we head to our sports line to check in with the head football coach of the Western Panthers. We've got Nick Rulowitz joining us. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you for having me today.
Well, we certainly do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know it's not easy to carve out a few minutes for us, especially with school being new, football season being new. There's a lot going on. So we thank you for your time here today.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit about last Thursday. Congratulations on a great win against St. John's.
Thank you. It was not as pretty as we would have liked it to be, but it's a win nonetheless, and we'll take it. And it gives us an idea of where we're at as a team and what we need to work on and focus in on and practice this week as we prepare for a very tough 1-0 Northwest Mountie football team.
Yeah, well, it's great starting the season 1-0. And, well, I guess tell us about the game on Thursday. What takeaways are you bringing from that? And where do you see some room for improvement? And also, what did you really like? What things happened on the field that you're really pleased with your team?
I was very pleased with our team's heart and guts and grit. There are numerous turns in the game where we could have let adversity set us back, and we refused to do that. So I was very, very pleased with how hard and the effort that we played with each down, as well as our heart, and continue to stay the course throughout the course of the game. Obviously, we turned the ball over four times, so ball security is a huge issue for us, making sure that we cherish the ball, make sure we take care of the ball, and making sure that we don't have any turnovers this week. That's going to be a big thing for us in practice, is making sure that we handle the ball really well. And then obviously, special teams, the field position game, they had a great punter, number 5, All-State defensive end kid. He really changed the field for them as far as his punts. So making sure from a special team standpoint, we get a few things cleaned up. Defensively, I was very pleased with our scheme. I thought our defensive coordinator, Coach Cody Bentley, had a great game plan going in for St. John's. And so I'm figuring that our defense will be, once again, a strength this week as we continue to get some things figured out offensively and make sure that we're executing the way that we need to.
Yeah, the first game or two of the high school football season, it's like the defense tends to click a little bit more than the offense does. It takes a little while for the offense to kind of click in and take off. So usually the first couple are more defensive games, but let's talk a little bit about the kids on the team. Which ones really should we be keeping an eye out? Which ones are you looking at as being your leaders and just kind of rising to the top this year?
We have 4 very solid captains, led by Dalton Heavey. He plays running back and safety for us. His partner in crime, Lincoln Raskowski, also plays running back and safety. They're on the back end of our defense, and they make a lot of our calls. 2 very intelligent, tough young men. One of our other captains, our starting quarterback, Nolan Wheeler. He threw for 144 yards and a touchdown and ran for 67 yards and a touchdown. So he played a decent ball game. Still really, it's a work in progress as far as our offense and him learning it and such, but he played pretty well for a first game. Then our other captain, Dominic Hansinger, had an outstanding game. He started the game at left tackle for us and finished at center for us. So that shows you the kind of kid that Dominic is as far as willing to put the team first and do whatever it takes to help us to achieve that victory. Cole Wilcox is another one. He's not one of our captains, but he had an outstanding game. He had an outstanding scrimmage. He caught 127 yards of receiving yards, so he had a great game for us. Landon Heavey started at middle linebacker for us, and he had a great game running the ball as well. So those are some of our guys to really take a look at. Carlos Ramos had an outstanding game defensively. Sophomore Mitchell Williams had a great game defensively, led our team in tackles with 10. So we have some guys that can make plays on both sides of the ball, and I was very pleased with them.
And it sounds like you have some youth on that team that are already contributing, and it's got to be nice just to look down the road at next year and the year after that, just to see, just to know that they're going to develop and fall into that leadership type role.
Yes, our seniors have done an outstanding job leading So far this year, all throughout summer and during camp and in all the way through week one. But yes, we are very excited about what the future of Western football holds. We do have a significant amount of young guys up on the varsity. We start four sophomores on our defense. And like I said, they held a very powerful rushing team, St. John's, to 62 rushing yards last week. So the future is bright here at Western as far as football goes, and our numbers are great. Kids are contributing. We have a lot of depth, and like I said, it's a great thing, and we're hoping to only get better.
All right. Let's look ahead to this week's game, as you're going to be taking on Northwest, game that you'd be able to catch on our sister station, K105.3. That's going to be our Football Frenzy game this week. So tell us a little bit about your opponent and what you have to do to come away with a win this Friday or this week.
Well, I think the biggest thing with Northwest is they're a rival of ours, and I think that any kind of rivalry game comes down to who wants it more. And so we're going to talk all week about the opportunity there for us to be 1-0 in our conference, 2-0 overall in the season, to beat a main rival and protect our borders as far as making sure that we beat any teams that are around us in our city here. And the biggest thing for us moving forward is we need to improve on what we do. We can't really control what they do. They're a very talented team, very big up front. They've got a four-year starter at quarterback who's the coach's son. So he's going to have an outstanding grasp of the offense and what they're trying to do schematic-wise. The biggest thing for us is controlling what we can control, which is our effort, our attitude, and making sure that we clean up any mistakes and have a very focused week of practice and preparation for them.
Okay, have you had a chance to check out any of their film yet, or are you just that familiar with them?
I have watched their film. I actually went and watched them in person the other night when they played Eaton Rapids as well. So, we've had a chance to do some scouting on them. And like I said, I'm very impressed with what they do and how they carry themselves. And it'll be a tough matchup for us.
That's
hopefully
right.
We'll step up to the challenge.
That's right. It does make a difference when they played on Friday and you played on Thursday.
Correct.
Does it change how much you approach the games when these first couple are on Thursday nights?
Not really. We've got a schedule in place, and we've adapted. Even though last week we were forced to practice in the gymnasium for a couple of the days due to the heat index being so high, mm-hmm. We really just focused in on what we could do to get better each day. And we're going to take the same approach this week, even though it's a short week. It will be nice to get to where we can play Friday night games, but the first couple are always kind of, you deal with the short week and really try to keep things simple scheme-wise, so that way your kids are able to play fast.
Couple things I've been asking all the different coaches, whether they've been football coaches or volleyball coaches this year. Just if you could share with me what it's like to finally have, or at least approaching, a normal season this year, not having to deal with all the COVID stuff that we've had to deal with the last couple.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. This is my first year, like, truly coaching day-to-day. The past few years, I've been more of a consultant for some teams, friends of mine who are head coaches throughout the state. This is my first year of day-to-day coaching, and it's been wonderful. Like I said, I think it feels good to have a sense of normalcy. Friday night lights are back, which is awesome. In small-town America, it's all about the community comes together at football games, and there's a lot of school pride involved. And on the line anytime that your team's playing a team, especially a rivalry game. So it does feel great to have a sense of normalcy and just to see the smiles on our kids' faces as they get a chance to compete and, like I said, represent their school and the community.
What defines your season this year? At the end of the season, when you look back at it, what has to happen in order for you to consider this season to be a success for you?
Well, our team motto is RISE. And it's an acronym standing for R stands for respond, I stands for improve, S stands for strive, and E stands for elevate. And that's what we're looking to do each week. Obviously, winning the ball game last week against St. John's on the road. St. John's is a very solid program. They've had one losing season since 2005, so they're a very solid program. But we're not happy, we're not satisfied with that. And so the mentality that my team has taken on is that we're going to continue to improve each week, have that growth mindset where we want to rise, each and every day, each and every week. And hopefully by the end of the year, we're playing our best brand of football, going into the playoffs, and we're able to make a run. We're not setting any goals as far as, you know, how many wins or whatever, but we want to continue to get better each week. And if we do that and follow that process and that mindset, the wins will come as we continue to progress and rise.
Coach Nick Rulowitz joining us here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. The game's this Thursday. It's on our sister station, K105.3, Western Northwest. And, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time and joining us here today. We're looking forward to watching your continued success throughout the season, and good luck this week.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. This is Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Talk back, Jackson Sports.